So we're going to play something for you that made me laugh out loud quite a bit yesterday. If you remember, Raiders running back Josh Jacobs, who played at Alabama, was on the Dan Patrick Show some time ago and revealed that they asked him about the differences between John Gruden and Nick Saban, and they said, you know, Gruden's probably funnier, but Saban did like, you know, did like his jokes from time to time. Do you want me to explain it or play it?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
So
from the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah, we'll just start. It starts out with Dan Patrick's question.
Go ahead.
Raiders running back Josh Jacobs.
Right.
Biggest difference between Nick Saban and John Gruden is what?
John, I think John is more funny than Saban. But there's a lot of similarities, the way that they like prepare and act to a certain extent. So I'll probably say that's the biggest thing.
What's your favorite Nick Saban story? You can say it now because you're not there. He can't punish you.
Saban's just like, he likes to do a lot of like these nudge jokes. It's funny because like I haven't heard one of them since like middle school, and then Saban, when I went to college, Saban used to do it a lot.
So wait, give me one here.
All right, so one day I caught like five passes in a row, and he was like, hey Josh, if you wanna hold all the balls, hold these. I said, what? So I just sat there. I sat there for a second. I was like, did he really just said it?
Wait. He was doing D's nuts to you?
So that's, so we've already known that.
Yeah.
And Tua's backed that up. So then yesterday, Alabama defensive back, have you heard this yet, Nate?
Yep.
Alabama defensive back Jordan Battle was at the podium and was asked what his favorite Nick Saban saying is. And I think it's one thing if a former player talks about it, and maybe even Nick Saban doesn't want him to do that, but if you're a current player, maybe you shouldn't. You could hear someone in the background like, no, no! I don't know who this SID or assistant coach or someone was trying to convince Jordan Battle not to say. Here is defensive back Jordan Battle yesterday at the podium being asked questions by the Alabama media.
Yeah, I've asked a couple of the other older guys about this, but do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, quips he has?
Not that I can think of right now because he has so many, but there are a few I like, and he always talking about touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that.
Charlie.
I don't know how to follow that one up, but
play that again. You can hear the best. That's like
no. Suck on these or all that.
No. I like it getting suck on these.
Right. Right.
Touch D's, suck on D's.
Yeah, you said. I mean, can you just, like, you're thinking of Saban.
Touch D's or you know, suck on D's or.
Nope. He's like, code word, tippy toe.
Sorry, I know people want to hate on Saban, but I don't know how you can not like
all
him now.
All of a sudden,
like,
he's my favorite coach.
Like, you know.
He's walking every around. Time I watch those Aflac commercials from now on, I'm going to think about something.
Suck on D's.
He's walking around. All that.
Touch D's. Suck on D's. Josh Jacobs will catch all these passes. You know,
hey, hold those balls. Watch out with both of these. I just love whoever that PR guy was having a panic.
No.
Don't. Get it. Come on.
One more will break. Listen to the guy and then. No. No.
Touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that.
No.
There's someone bust up laughing here too.
Right, but, you can't even. No.
No.
Of course, I don't know how to follow this up.
And then right here.
Charlie.
All that.
I like all that. He kept the nuts part out of it, you know. Right, but then he gives you suck on these.
He touches these, suck on these. They give me all these examples.
What are the things does he try to get you to do with these? Play with these.
Back after this on WHB.